What's up, guys? Thank you for hopping on this episode of Contagious Development. I'm your host, Cammy, and I am extremely excited to welcome you onto this episode because we are going to talk about productivity, or rather a little exercise to help you realize whenever you feel like you've spent the day, imagine it's the end of the day and you feel totally down because you feel like you've wasted your whole day. You wonder where all your time went and what you actually did with the last 24 hours, right? So we're going to try and avoid that because I think that many people who actually feel unaccomplished or like their day just went by and they haven't done anything, I think the majority of us that do feel like this actually do get things done during the day. It's just that the amount of things that we had planned for us to do was just unsurmountable and a crazy amount of things that we know we kid ourselves when we put all those things on our lists, on our to-do lists to do. We know that we're not going to do them all, but we still have hope, right? I know I'm the first person to create a huge to-do list with about 20 or 30 tasks. And then when I look at it at the end of the day, I wonder what I did with my time and where my time went. But still, I'm tired. So I know I wasn't, you know, being lazy and bored. I am unable of being bored, you guys. So, and I know for a lot of you in the ADHD community, it's the same. So what's going on? What's going on when you get to the end of the day and you feel totally drained, totally tired, but also totally unaccomplished and like your day was totally unproductive? What's going on? Because you obviously weren't bored for the whole day. You did stuff. So what happened? Here's a super simple exercise that you can do to lift your head up a little bit, you know, lift yourself up. Give yourself some credit for all the things you did do because the day went by. And if you're someone like me that's unable to stay bored, you always find something to do. It means you did get some things done. Just those things weren't necessarily those that you had put on your list the day before. So what I'm going to give you as advice for this, when you feel like crap and like you've done nothing of the day, do the reverse to-do list, which means instead of making a list of things you need to do, make a list of things you've done. Try to rethink through your day all the little things. It'd be the little things like replying to an email or emptying your dishwasher, doing the laundry, mowing your lawn, I don't know, taking the dog out, eliminating 50 out of those 750 emails that you have to go through. I mean, that's still something, right? And it takes time. Like all of these tasks, they might seem minor, but putting them down on paper, making a list of all the things you did, instead of focusing on the list of things you didn't do, even though you had planned to do them, focus on the things you did do, and you'll realize where all your time went. Because it's life. It's life. It doesn't go as planned. Even though you have a plan and you're like, oh, today I have a to-do list, I'm going to execute my to-do list. Most of the time, let's be honest, guys, that just doesn't happen, all right? That just doesn't happen because life happens. And life has a habit of getting in the way of plans. That's why we are adaptive beings. So try this little exercise, and I am certain it will help you clear out those thoughts of unproductivity, because there is no way, I find it hard to believe, especially in the ADHD community, that you spent an entire day doing nothing productive at all. You may not have been as productive as you would have wanted to or as you predicted you might be, but focus on the wins, even if they're small, because they add up and then they help you figure out where all your time went during the last 24 hours and maybe help you feel a little less unaccomplished. And that way you can enjoy your night, relax, and have a good sleep, because there is no such thing as a relaxed sleep if you feel unaccomplished, right? So try the exercise out. Give me your insight. I love hearing back from you guys. So send me a message on the social media, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, wherever. I'm all over the place. So I'd love to hear your feedback and especially see if this exercise helps you too. That's it. Contagious Development signing off. See you on the next episode.